Does this missionary, is it very successful in terms of making permanent, large numbers of permanent members?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, more successful in some places than others. Generally, where the church is established, it's more successful. There's fellowshipping, I guess. That's a Mormon, well, maybe not a Mormon term.
Okay, what's that?
Fellowshipping, it's where they allow, or where people are brought into sort of the Mormon community by other people allowing them, you know, to making them feel like they're a member of the community. Fellowshipping. So there's a greater chance of their staying active in the church. Active, there's maybe a term.
Okay.
If they're fellowshipped.
What is the, is this part of the basic tenet of the religion, this kind of evangelical strain?
I guess the idea is that Mormons believe that only Mormon ordinances are saving, at least for this life.
Mm.
So the idea is that everyone gets a chance to be baptized, either here or in the life that follows. But on the other hand, I guess other religions recognize baptisms and marriages.
But if you're not baptized, you can't be saved.
You can be,
right.
But it makes it much easier, I would imagine.
Do Mormons believe that Jews can be saved? Mm-hmm. Did you see that Baptist?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Guy got fired.
Yeah. Anything? Why aren't there any more? Are there? Do they have a television ministry? Is there a Mormon television ministry in Utah?
They have. Well, they're on TV twice a year, I guess, in April and in October. They have the general conference of the church,
right.
And that's occasionally shown on television. Then they have the Tabernacle Choir is on every Sunday,
that's,
but that's not a preaching sort of thing. I think the idea is that this preaching on television is just a little too flamboyant, a little too showy.
Do they really take a dim view of it?
Oh yeah.
But the Mormon Tabernacle Choir then is that's on. Do they have a program every Sunday?
Yeah.
For the full choir.
For a half hour every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I think I haven't seen it.
They don't have a sermon? Do they? Or they don't call it a sermon? They don't have a. What do you call the service?
Oh,
church service.
Sacrament meeting?
Right. It's called the sacrament meeting. That's,
mm-hmm.
But you say this Sunday you get up and you go to
church.
You just say go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But what you go to is a sacrament meeting.
It's basically three different meetings. There's Sunday school, sacrament meeting, and then priesthood meeting or Relief Society for the Women.
Okay, so you attend all three of these every Sunday?
Yeah, well, okay. I'm supposed to.
And how long do they take?
It's 3 hours for all three.
An hour for each?
Yeah.
In three consecutive hours?
Yeah.
No breaks in between?
Well, you walk. Yeah. You go out and walk in the hall.
Uh-huh.
But that is something interesting, that we don't ever use the term sermon,
mm-hmm.
or rarely to use the term preach, because preaching is what missionaries do.
Do you call it preaching with respect to when you're a missionary?
Preaching, yeah, or teaching,
mm-hmm.
either one of those.
Mm-hmm. And... Yeah, that is interesting.
If you went to church and somebody preached to you, I mean, that's generally you didn't. That means you didn't like somebody's talk.
Yeah. What goes on at the priestly meeting? Is that what you call it?
The priesthood.
The priesthood. Yeah.
It's basically. It's very much like the Sunday school class, but lessons from scriptures,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Nothing dark or secret.
No, is it conducted by the priest?
There is no local, really, no local hired authority.
Is there one person? There's
a bishop. He's right. The person in charge.
But
not a full-time
job. And beneath
job.
The bishop, there's just all these.
Well, there's
nails
a bishop,
over.
Bishop, and he has his counselors, and then for the gradations in the priesthood, they have their meetings. Like the high priests have a meeting, And really, I guess they're sort of on their own. They just have a teacher.
Mm.
And then they're the 70s, and there's so few of them that they don't really have